this is Bianca Westwood from Gillette Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports, and you are listening to the B2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Kiva Patterson. How are you doing this evening, Kiva?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, so Kiva is the founder of Disability Football UK. So before we get on to Disability Football UK and Frame Football, it's a little bit about you. So how did you get into coaching?
Basically, I started playing 10 years ago for vectors. Well, I'm playing basis for school teams and then started playing for Vectors Blues on Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And then I, after 3 years of playing for them, I played for QPR for a year last year, and then they put me on my FA Level 1 coaching course in the summer, which I passed. Now I am now setting up a team at a log cabin in Northfields, and I'm also setting up, and I also actually am running the Frame team as well.
Okay, so what clubs is Disability Football involved with?
Well, my main club I'm involved with is QPR Disability, due to I do up to 3 hours a week with them.
Yeah.
I think actually it's 3.5 hours a week with them. And I'm also involved with Felton Bees Disabled Sports Club for the Frame Football on a Saturday morning as well.
So I've read that you've won a couple of awards for your coaching. Can you tell us a bit about that?
In about September, I won Volunteer of the Year for my relationships with disability sport.
Yeah.
So my work at QPR and Community Trust.
Oh, brilliant. So what was the aim of disability football when you founded it?
Basically the aims of Disability Football UK, basically get more tournaments and get more girls teams out there, because as a female player myself, Disability Football UK actually started because I could not play in a tournament myself due to mixed teams. So myself and Tina Jacob actually started Disability Football UK, and ever since we've been running that together, and basically now we have up to 10 different clubs involved with Disability Football UK at links and partnerships, and we also are trying to get a partnership with the Football League due to one of my volunteers actually works for Brighton Football Club, and he is trying to get us a partnership with the Football League for funding and for tournaments that we're hoping to run in the near future.
So what age ranges do you deal with?
Well, the youngest I deal with actually is 3 years old.
Yeah.
And the oldest I ever coached was actually in mental health football. His age is 33, I think.
Yeah. So do you organise events or do you just advertise?
At the moment, we just attend events.
Yeah.
We actually are looking to hold our second annual tournament in the winter months for pan-disability teams.
Yeah.
And that will be held down in Middlesex, but more information to come on that as soon as we get it.
So I read on your Facebook that you're looking for volunteers to help with your events.
With Disability Football UK, as I'm based in Middlesex, we actually are looking for volunteers in each county to send us reports on league games and also any competitions they attend, just so we can keep our page updated with latest tournaments and also any pictures from league games, or also any team posters that we can promote teams would be fab as well.
So do your volunteers need to have experience of working with disabled people previously?
It would be good.
Yeah.
Like one of my volunteers, he runs a Facebook group called Disability Football Reunite, and he also is a blind footballer himself.
Yeah.
And he also plays for teams up in Newcastle. And basically, he basically does all Newcastle stuff for me. We also got somebody in Bexhill. He does all the Sussex stuff for me. And I'm down here with my best friends doing all the Middlesex side of it.
Do you want any volunteers to have experience within the football sector?
Yes, please. Just so they can actually attend tournaments.
Yeah.
And it'd be good if they actually are playing the tournaments themselves, just to get player point of views on disability football and some of the tournaments and matches they play in.
So a rapidly growing sport is frame football. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Frame football was actually founded by Richard Seahouse about a year ago, and basically the first ever match was against Aston Villa Academy frame team.
Yeah.
And Croydon Court. Croydon Court is a founded club of frame football, which actually a team that Richard runs. And Richard set up a frame football association a year ago, and now he has got up to 80 clubs,
yeah,
or maybe less, involved with frame football. I run one of the teams in London, and there actually is three other teams in London, but the frame team in Feltham is the main base yeah, for the London Frame Football, due to myself being involved with Football Association and knowing of Richard, that how the London London team that I'm involved with,
yeah,
is the first ever frame team in London to be set up. That's just now a girls' team in Nottingham as well, who attended a sprint tournament, and then now we basically have a 3-year-olds and a very young children, 3 to 5 actually, just playing doing dribbling and penalty shootouts.
Yeah.
And then 5 to 8 year olds, 5 to 16 actually playing our competitive matches. The London team, Navan Club, is a team in Essex who got up to 20 players on their books.
Yeah.
At the moment. So if any players actually want to get involved, please do get in touch with myself or Richard. And we will find you a team, or if I can't help you out, Richard will be able to help you out to find a team.
So what are some of the differences in the rules between frame football and...
The frame football, you're not allowed to ram the frames.
Yeah.
Because that can be counted at a foul, and a free kick actually be awarded to other team.
Yeah.
You can either do one hand or two hand throw-ins, due to some of the players needing to be holding onto the frame with one hand.
Yeah.
The time limit had actually been reduced to 14 minutes, and as younger players play 10 minutes with 5 minutes each half. And 14-minute games is 7 minutes each half with a 5-minute break.
Yeah.
They can actually kneel down in the goal as well, if they need to.
So do the players need to buy a special frame to participate, or can they just use the usual?
Well, we actually are basically getting crowdfunding.
Yeah.
To get the frames from one of our partners, that Frame Football Association, called Quest 88. If people like to go on the Frame Football Facebook page, the fundraising page is on there.
Yeah.
And we'd be more than grateful for any donations or sponsors to sponsor the teams, especially the London team, due to us not having any sponsors as of yet. One of charities that we actually were trying to get to sponsor the team actually came back and said no today, due to them not being able to do it. So we actually are looking for sponsors for London team as well.
So what are your hopes for disability football in the next 5-10 years? Where do you see yourselves?
I'm hoping to have up to 1,000 likes on the page in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
We at the moment have got up to something like 363 likes, 368 likes, sorry, on the page, on the Disabled Football UK page. And most of them, basically, we got most of them likes just from sharing the page through Facebook. Basically, we just like to have more training, more teams involved with like Disabled Football UK, and us running more tournaments for girls only, about mixed tournaments.
Okay, so if any of our listeners want to find out about events in the area, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Basically, we actually are running an events page on our Facebook page. But if any teams would like to email us, we actually got an email address for Disability Football UK, and that is disabilityfootball with three O's, UK@outlook.com.
Yeah.
And basically they email us any tournaments that they know of, we would actually promote them on our page, and we do it through that way, just so all teams are aware of tournaments and events that are happening within disability football.
Yeah.
One event we will be attending is the National Down Syndrome Tournament on the 5th of June.
Yeah.
I'll be going with QPR, but I will be there for Disability Football UK. And if any teams would like to come and meet me, please come over to QPR matches and have a chat with me. And I'm hoping to have my business cards done by then. I'll be able to give them a business card and a couple of flyers just so they know what we are trying to do for the sport.
So before we finish, do you want to plug your Twitter?
Our Twitter account is @disfootyuk. Our Facebook page is Disability Football UK.
Yeah.
And the Frame Football Association's Facebook page is Frame Football. And the London team's Twitter is London Frame Foot is the London team's Twitter.
Yeah, London
and
Frame.
Please go on there, give us likes, follow us on Twitter, and anything you can do to promote disabled football will be so pleased, just to
So I will put all of the links in the description below this article. That's what I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. I'd love you to come on again in the future. Maybe discuss after you've been to a couple of these tournaments.
Thank you for having us on air.
Well, thank you for coming on.